We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Over the last several months now, we've seen many news accounts about vehicles that have been recalled over concerns about safety. It seems there's been a flood of recalls and other notices from automakers. Understandably, there's been some confusion on the part of consumers. My guest in this portion of the program is Joseph B. White. He is a journalist for the Wall Street Journal. Earlier this month, he wrote a piece for the paper that looked into these questions. Am I the only one experiencing a problem? Is there a safety recall on my car? They're great questions, and so we asked him to join us here on the program today to share what he's learned. Joseph White, welcome.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Good.
Good. Well, one of the things you took note of was that while we think, as consumers, we think recall, automakers may use a phrase like limited service campaign. So what's the difference between a recall and a limited service campaign?
Well, a recall, you know, in quotes, is something that is done specifically to deal with a defect, a safety defect that basically puts the car in violation of federal safety regulations. I mean, it's done. Car maker will initiate a recall in sort of the technical definition of that term when they believe that the federal government, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, would otherwise order them to do it because of a clear safety defect. But then there are these actions that fall short of a proper recall. Sometimes the limited service action, or sometimes they're put out to dealers as technical service bulletins. And basically what's going on there is the car maker sees that they have a fairly clear pattern of problems with a given component, but it's not an out-and-out safety problem as defined by the law. But they want their technicians and their dealers to know about it. So basically, if you come in and let's say the hoses have rotted off on your two-year-old car, and the car maker knows that the hoses were poorly manufactured, they'll put the new ones on and they might even give them to you for free. But they're not doing that under the sort of the formal recall process that's managed or overseen by the government. And honestly, having just explained this to you, I think it's pretty obvious that this is really kind of arcane. And for most consumers, they would say, look, you know, if there's a problem with my car and it's the car maker's fault, they should step up and fix it. I don't care what you call it. And that's part of the issue here.
Yeah. I think, though, that most of us are really concerned about the safety of our vehicles. So how do we as consumers find the answer to the question, is there a recall on my car?
Well, there's a couple of different ways to do that. One is many of the consumer websites, the consumer automotive websites such as cars.com or edmunds.com or kbb.com, there's many, but those are three of the larger ones, will, if you sort of drill through their sites, will have available there recalls that have been announced for the car. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website also has this data, and I'm going to start referring to that agency by the sort of the ugly acronym NHTSA. You can find, if you go to their website, which is www.nhtsa.dot.gov, and if you can bring yourself to sort of drill through a series of pages and menus, you can get to a database that will tell you what kind of complaints have been filed on your car and allow you to assess whether, you know, a problem you might have experienced or that you might have heard about is a common one or not.
And you note that there is a proposal. There are apparently a number of proposals in Congress to straighten this out, to make it easier for us mere mortals. And one of the proposals introduced in Congress, it comes from a Republican from California. And would you tell us about what that proposal is and what its chances are?
Well, there are a number of ideas kicking around. The thing that you're talking about is allowing people to use their the vehicle identification number on their car and being able to plug that into an easy-to-use, easy-to-understand interface or web page, and have NHTSA's database basically spit out all the different safety complaints and recalls that might be on that car. Then Daryl Issa, the Republican from California, is one of the people, and there's actually a number who've said, look, this database ought to be searchable by people who just put in their vehicle identification number. There are, I think, apparently broader critiques of the whole NHTSA database presentation and website. A number of groups have said that it really needs to be thoroughly redesigned and made more user-friendly. But that, you know, where's the budget for that, and who's got the technical know-how to do that? I think that's all yet to be sorted out. I mean, I have to say that the Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, he's been questioned about this quite a lot, has certainly suggested that he's in sympathy with this kind of thing, but I don't think they've quite figured out how to do it yet.
Yeah. I read a story recently that, according to NHTSA, about 1 in 4 recalled cars never get fixed, so we have a problem.
Yeah, that's not a new problem, and it's one that's concerned the industry and obviously the federal government for quite a long time. It's true, and I looked into this some time ago before all of this Toyota stuff happened, and it's a perennial problem, a surprising problem, frankly. I mean, I know that if I get a recall notice on a car that I own, I try to attend to it pretty promptly because, first of all, it's usually a safety problem, and second of all, it seems like it's a free repair, and I ought to just get it done and rather than have it roll along. But, you know, people move. People don't look at their mail. People get their mail and say, great, I got to spend a half a day sitting in the dealership. Sorry, I got a job, and I got to go to work and make a paycheck. I can't be bothered with that, especially if it sort of seems unclear quite what the problem is. Mm. I have to say, having read a zillion of these recall notices over the years, it helps to have had some background in automotive Creole to understand what a lot of these things say. And so I can certainly imagine that quite a number of people look at these things and say, oh, I'll get to that whenever, and throw it in a pile, and there it sits.
Mm. Well, let's let you get back to work. Joseph B. White, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Anytime.
Reporter Joseph B. White, he works for the Wall Street Journal, and earlier this month he wrote a piece for the paper that looked into a couple of very important and interesting questions. Am I the only one experiencing a problem with my car? Is there a safety recall on my car? And again, our thanks this afternoon to Joseph B. White.